Let's do now in the Holy Letters of the Rebbe in volume 6. This is letter number 1675. From the contents of this letter, it looks like it was a student writing to the Rebbe. And the Rebbe is being pretty, I should say, direct, you know, in the, trying to encourage him to do what he's supposed to do. Let's see. So the Rebbe says, Shalom ubracha. And the Rebbe says, "Binoyam." It was with pleasantness. Dated Aleph Tammuz Tov Shvat Beis. So the Rebbe said, "It was with pleasantness that I received your letter from the 10th of Sivan, in which you write about your set time for learning Chassidus." And the Rebbe says that he's complaining that he isn't so satisfied, because he doesn't have who to ask things that are difficult, and mainly he doesn't have who to learn Chassidus with. He doesn't have a chavrusa, he doesn't have a study partner in order to learn with them the Chassidus, the teaching. The Rebbe writes to him that it's surprising me. I'm surprised about this on you, because for sure you must know many of the young the groups of Chabad and from the people of the yeshivas. And the Rebbe says, for sure, with an effort, you would be able to organize setting up time in addition to what you learn on your own. So, first the Rebbe says, but mainly the Rebbe said it's very important for you to participate. Now the Rebbe emphasizes the word to participate. He says not just to be present, but to participate in the Fabrengen, in the Isvadus of the Chassidim, to be part of that Fabrengen. As for example, during the Festival of Redemption, Yud Beis Yud Gimel Tammuz, and Chai Elul, the 18th day of Elul, that are coming upon us. And the Rebbe says how it's good that you should not be satisfied in what you imagine that you've already absorbed enough, but afterwards you should also stay in connection with them and to participate in their gatherings, in the Fabrengens, until you come to the recognition that not only have you not sufficiently absorbed. I'm assuming that he must have written to the Rebbe that he's already absorbed sufficiently, so I'm assuming that's why the Rebbe is responding. I'm not sure. But the Rebbe says, you will recognize that not only have you not absorbed sufficiently, but this is only a drop, a little bit. You didn't really. And it's known, the ruling of our sages, that if you put in effort, and then you succeed, and then you find your gaitu matsosi tamin, then you believe that you will succeed at the end. So basically, if you work hard at it, you will succeed. Number two.
What does she talk?
Base number two. You write that you saw my letter for the Pesach festival, and that's the first one that you saw was written for the young people. I guess the letter is addressed to the young people. The Rebbe says, I'm surprised that you had not seen my letter from Erev Rosh Hashanah Tovshin Yud Aleph for the yeshiva people. The Rebbe wrote a letter then. And for sure, you will be able to find it also now by the amongst the Anash, amongst the Chassidim. But it says, it's known the ruling of our sages of blessed memory. Not the study is the main, but the action is main. So you should fulfill my suggestions in those above letters. The earlier, the better. Because every moment and moment in time that passes, and you don't fill it with a proper content, then that's a loss that you can never get back. And to prolong in something so obvious and understood is extra, no need to. The number three, the Rebbe says, you're asking what is my intent in my letter for Pesach, and the words, quoting the Rebbe, even if through this he was going to be forced to change from his nature and from that which he has been used to. What does the Rebbe mean by that? He's asking the Rebbe. The Rebbe says, I'm not really understanding exactly what difficulty you're having. The Rebbe says, my intention here is very simple, the Rebbe says. He says, the people that go to the yeshivas, the bnei yeshivas, the yeshiva students, they have been trained, or they've been used to, in the subject of studying Torah. And therefore, this is something new in their eyes, this path to dedicate a portion of their time that they are able to grow, steigen, to lesaksig b'toira, to go grow in Toira. Instead of that, to use that time to be mekarev, to be close, to surrounded in very simple matters too, like keeping Shabbos, teaching the Aleph Beis, reading the Ivra, etc., etc. So this is something which is, They're not trained, and they're not used to this. And the Rebbe is sort of bringing in this idea to dedicate some time to work with your environment, with the people around you. So the Rebbe says some of the yeshiva people reason themselves. They excuse it that this is actually because of the Yiras Shamayim. That is their fear of heaven. The reason that they have a problem with taking away sometimes to be out there with the community is based on their fear of heaven. That's, you know, their religion, because of their religiosity is what they have a problem with taking away. Why? Because they say like this, you know, our sages of blessed memory ruled that if there's a mitzvah that can be done through other people, so then you don't waste time of study of Torah for that, because let somebody else who's not studying Torah do that. Even children that are studying Torah, we don't take away the time to build the Beis HaMikdash. So their reasoning is that they shouldn't, God forbid, separate from the Torah even for an instant. And it's up to Hashem to guarantee the kosher education of the sons and daughters of Israel, who are standing in the danger of being totally sucked up, and kafira, denial of Hashem, should never happen. Hoyalisiya, timiya v'kafira. But so the reasoning is that it's not their responsibility. That's Hashem's responsibility. They should not waste their time for work in the community. They should only study Torah. That's their thing. And that's why they say this is based on religious reasons. But the Rebbe says, the truth of the matter is, this is not because of Yiras Shamayim. Because this is not a mitzvah that somebody else can do. This is a mitzvah that passes. The opportunity is lost if you don't take care of it now. It's not sufficient that other people are doing. This is only the advice of your inclination. And the Rebbe goes into a parenthesis over here, into an interpretation of the saying of our sages. Our sages, by describing how the tactics of the Yetzer Hara, so they say this is the craft of the Yetzer Hara. He says to the person, do so today. And the next day he tells him, go ahead and do this, until he tells him to go ahead and worship Avodah Zarah. In other words, he doesn't go to the person right away, tell him to do totally opposite, but it goes in stages. But the first stage that it says, he tells him, do so. But the question is, what is the problem with saying, do so, asei kach? And he has to say to him, do so. What is I say zois? What meaning? First, he tells him, do so. What does do so mean? It's not saying anything. But the Rebbe says like this, this is the tactic, this is the way, the path of the Yetzer Hara. So the first, he comes to the person who is fearing God, a whole person, he tells him, Kach, yes, right, so, do so, as you do. He's not saying anything bad to him. In other words, the Yetzer Hara first agrees with it, but he mixes in a reason and that he has some hold on it. Now he's telling you, do so, and he gives him a reason for it. And then, as time passes on, in which he can further expand himself, so then he gets the possibility to say, eventually, go serve Avodah Zarah. So first he starts off by agreeing with you and giving you rationalizations. So especially, the Rebbe says, in this matter, one needs to be careful from the persuasions of the Yetzer Hara, because by the yeshiva people, this is their nature. And the Rebbe says in a parenthesis here that it's known that those who are diligently starting Torah from a young age, in other words, even before they understand in intellectual the value, the great value of Torah, so they become naturally diligent, and they're not so pulled after just frivolous and lightheadedness. They're just naturally been inundated with this type of lifestyle, so that they love to learn. I mean, they don't care so much about other things. So this has become sort of a nature. And also, they've gotten trained to it, which means even though that entered the yeshiva, not on their own will, but let's say the parents, the teacher, they forced them into it, even though this was against their nature, they didn't want to study, they didn't want to go to school, they didn't want to sit and learn Torah, but after they've been trained in the life of the yeshiva and the order, it's very difficult for them to separate from it. And this saying of the wise is that nurture becomes nature, becomes second nature. Something that you were trained, that you do always, that becomes like a second nature. So therefore, the Rebbe says, so what I'm saying is basically is that it's hard for the yeshiva people to grasp that they should take some time off. But yet, the Rebbe says, that is the important now. It's important because it cannot be done by somebody else. And it's a time, if we don't do it now, we may not have the opportunity again. Number four, Dalit is asking about the saying that Rashi brings down in Bereishis, that the earth sinned and it got cursed because of that. So what is the meaning of it? What is a sin and what is a punishment when we talk about growing things? How does that make, you know, sense? I mean, what is the, how could a growing thing sin and how could it be and punished? What does it mean? So the Rebbe sends him various references. And the Rebbe says that this is really talking about the officer, their mazel, that was saying so. So it's not talking about literally about grass saying so, but those are metaphors for the root and their angel and their source, and the punishment is for them, so it's all understood on a more spiritual level rather than the physical level. The Rebbe concludes with blessing for studying Torah with Yiras Shamayim, with fear of heaven, and to connect with the luminary of Torah. And the Rebbe calls that from the Gemara Kaf Chumtin B'Torah, that is the amount that you put in the grain to preserve the Torah. That's the Chassidus, the Yiras Shamayim, the fear of heaven, which preserves all the Torah that you study. So that is today in the Pnimis HaTorah, inner parts of Torah. So that's the Rebbe's blessing. So it seems like the Rebbe is trying to push hard with this fellow that it looks like a student, that he should do what he needs to do, and even though that goes a little bit against the grain, against what they were used to be doing.